Here on his first day as a Bronco, Domata Pecco, congratulations. When you got the call from John Elway, what went through your mind?
Oh, man, I was so excited, you know, to get the call. And it's kind of like the draft again, you know. You don't know where you're going to be during free agency. But to get a team like this with this caliber, you know, always a competitor and always in the hunt for the Super Bowl. And, yeah, man, to be here is amazing. And I'm excited to bring my talents here and show Broncos country what I can do.
You mentioned some of the teams that were interested. How important was it for you at this point in your career to go to a team that can contend right away?
Yeah, man, that's what had the biggest part of my decision was, you know, going to somewhere where we have a chance to win a ring, you know. And that's why I came here. And also my little cousin is here too, little big cousin Kyle, you know. And so that had a little bit to play in it also. But we just prayed about it, me and my family, and we felt at peace with the decision. And I'm excited to come here and help out. And your defense is awesome. I just want to be a part of it and contribute.
Is this the first time that you've played on a football team with a family member? I mean, since high school, maybe?
Yeah, man, this is crazy. You know, like you might play with your cousin on high school or college, you know, but to be in the league and playing with one of your cousins is awesome. But, yeah, it's the first time. But we talked about it, and he's excited I'm here. We're just going to help each other out, sharpen each other up, and get each other ready.
How much did Vance Joseph play into your decision to come here? I know you guys knew each other from your days in Cincinnati, his days in Cincinnati. What was your relationship like with him before this, and what did he say to you to entice you to come here?
Cool. Yeah, Coach Vance had a big piece of me coming here, you know, because I had different interests from several teams, but I didn't know anybody there, you know. And so it was really good to have a relationship with the head coach, and that was a big key. I love how Coach Joseph is a defensive coach, defensive-minded guy, and that's one of the reasons I came here. And he's such a player's coach. He's always making sure the players are okay, making sure we're ready to go. And I know I'll be ready here for him to lead us. And I'm excited for Coach Joseph.
What has he said about your role? I know this is a team that has a lot of great pass rushers, a great secondary. What does he say as far as your role is concerned going forward?
Yeah, Coach Joseph told me he wants me to continue doing what I've been doing in Cincy, being that stout nose guard in the middle of the defense, and on passing situations, go ahead and get loose and rush the passer. Coach Joseph just told me to be myself, to lead by example, and just do what I've been doing, man, what's been working, and get better, you know. So that's what I'm coming here to do, is coming here to work hard, be stout in the middle of the defense, make plays, and have fun while I'm doing it.
You've been one of the most consistent defensive linemen in the league for quite some time. You said that, you know, your workout regimen is a big reason for that. Why do you think that you've had so much success as far as consistency goes?
You know, just always being on, always coming to work ready to work, you know, and because there's always someone younger trying to take your job. So I always try to make sure that I'm at 100%, always giving my best effort. And I always tell youngsters this, man, you give your best, man, and God will do the rest. And I just keep on working my hardest. And when you give your best, man, no one could really say nothing to you, you know, because you're doing your all. So
how important is positive energy? Because it seems like you're a pretty positive guy when it comes to football, when it comes to life. How important is that to take that to football?
It is, man. You know, being positive to me is that's a way of life for me, man. I always want to show love to everyone. And I'm just trying to be more like him, you know. But bringing it to football is awesome, too, you know, because just coming to work every day and just ready to work and always positive. And if someone's down, just going out, maybe lifting someone up here and there. And those things are contagious, you know. And when you're playing with that positivity, also it goes to the football field with the energy, you know, playing with energy and just having fun. And that's what football's about. You're living your dream, man. And I love to live my dream.
Well, we look forward to seeing you realizing that dream out on the field for the Broncos. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.